Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another episode of the Steelers Connection. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And as always, what we do on the show is we break down one facet of the team, and things are getting ramped up. We were talking about training camp the last few episodes. Now we're talking about the preseason pretty soon. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about games that actually matter. It's hard to believe, but the Steelers kick off the preseason tonight. Depending on when you're listening to this, it's Friday. Friday night, they travel to New York City to play the New York Giants. We know the cast of characters that will and won't be playing, but what I want to talk about today in this episode are five players, but let me be a little bit more specific here. Five veterans that I think could be on the bubble in terms of making the roster. So when I'm talking about a veteran, what am I looking at when I say a veteran? I'm looking for someone that's not in their rookie contract, which means that they've typically been in the league for 4 years or more. So there's five players, and I'm not saying that I guarantee they're not going to be on the team. I'm not saying that I don't think they're going to be on the team. What they do have is they have a tough battle in front of them, and it'll be interesting to see exactly how these pan out once the games start happening. I mean, games, the preseason games, which start tonight on Friday. So with that said, who are some of these players? First and foremost, I'm going to say Nile Davis. Nile Davis was a free agent acquisition for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Came from Kansas City. Not known as the most dynamic runner. He's more known for his kick returning skills. He's in his fifth year in the National Football League. Here's the thing about Nile Davis. They could use him as a kick returner. He's been very dynamic at doing that since he's been in the NFL. But do you really want to waste a roster spot on a guy that's not going to be used primarily as a running back, but more so as just a kick returner? I lean towards saying no on that. I lean towards thinking that the Steelers need to keep guys that could maybe kick return, but also still play the running back position. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to make the team, but I do think he has an uphill battle because they're not going to cut James Conner, the rookie from Pitt. Fitzgerald Toussaint has looked very good in training camp. They already have Roosevelt Nix, who is on the roster as a fullback, could also carry the football if needed, and obviously Le'Veon Bell will be returning. So Nile Davis is going to have to perform well if he wants his to keep a job in Pittsburgh. He only signed a one-year deal, very team-friendly deal. If they were to release him, it would not have many financial ramifications. Next, William Gay. A lot of people might be surprised by this. William Gay's been in the league for 11 years. This is his 11th year in the National Football League. He spent all those years with Pittsburgh except for one when he went to Arizona and then came back. But William Gay is right now, I think he is going to make the team, but he's going to have to play well. Once some of these young cornerbacks come back to health, we're talking Senquez Golson, we're talking Cameron Sutton. Then you throw someone like Cody Sensabaugh into the mix, who they signed to a two-year deal this offseason as a free agent. Where does he fit amongst those guys? Is he's typically their best slot cornerback, but is he still going to be that guy? Is he getting slower? A lot of people thought last year in 2016 he did not perform well. I think they're going to have a spot for William Gay. He signed a very team-friendly contract prior to the 2016 season. I think he makes the team, but it's going to be tough if he doesn't play well, if he possibly maybe gets injured. There's a chance that he could be on the outside looking in. Next, we go to Darius Heyward-Bey, who's entering his ninth year in the National Football League. That wide receiving battle, that wide receiver core, I've talked about it a lot on this show, and if you haven't heard this show, you can check us out on vSporto. You can also check us out on Blog Talk Radio. On all our podcasts across our network for BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, we've talked a lot about this wide receiver battle. And with Justin Hunter playing well, with Juju Smith-Schuster as the second-round pick there, you don't have a lot of space for these players. If you're only going to keep six wide receivers, Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, Eli Rogers, Juju Smith-Schuster, that leaves only two positions for a lot of different players. Darius Heyward-Bey does not have a huge contract, but if someone is younger, someone is cheaper, maybe the Steelers go that route. Something to keep in mind. He is Darius Heyward-Bey, what he has going for him. Team-first guy. He'll play special teams. He's effective at special teams. He's a leader in that room. He's a leader on the team. Those intangibles do matter. Whether you like it or not, they do matter. So Darius Heyward-Bey would be third on the list. Next, Arthur Motes. Okay, Arthur Motes is going into his eighth season in the National Football League. And again, the Steelers drafted T.J. Watt. James Harrison's back, T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree. Those three guys are your primary outside linebackers, right and left side. So who else is going to make the team? How many outside linebackers are you going to keep? Some suggest they might keep five. And if they keep five, Motes' spot is safe. But Anthony Chiquillo, who I believe Motes is really competing with in this battle, has been having a tremendous camp. It'll be interesting to see how that preseason plays out for both of these players, but it's hard to believe that an eight-year veteran is going to have to really show himself in the preseason, but I think that's what's going to happen with Motes. If they only want to keep four outside linebackers, either Chiquillo or Motes is going to be the odd man out, period. So exactly how he performs, how he plays, they might keep five. They might keep five guys. And if they do, Motes is safe and all that. But you also have Keon Adams, that rookie from the the rookie they drafted in the seventh round. He has supposedly been very dynamic. He might be more of a special teams guy. So you have a more special teams-oriented pass rusher, outside linebacker. Maybe that's more attractive to the Steelers than someone like Motes, who really hasn't contributed much since he came over to the team as a free agent. Lastly, could probably lump two players into this. Steven Johnson would be one. He's an inside linebacker. He actually played his college football at Kansas, and he is a sixth-year player. Steven Johnson is one of those guys who's a special teams player. He played well last year, believe it or not. If you followed special teams plays and watched those guys, he didn't play bad until he broke his ankle, and then they had to put him on injured reserve. So they bring him back. They give him another shot. I think, in my opinion, he's battling L.J. Fort. In terms of the inside linebackers on the defense, you have Ryan Chazier. You have Tyler Matakevich as his backup. You have Vince Williams alongside Chazier for the whole shake-and-bake tandem that they call themselves. And Matakevich is probably going to fill Vince Williams' role of backing up both of those players, being the primary backup. That's what Vince Williams did last year when Lawrence Timmons was next to Chazier. I think Matakevich will do it this year. So then you think, well, you're going to keep another inside linebacker, maybe even two. So they might keep both, but L.J. Fort and Steven Johnson are both those guys that are vying for that one spot. So the preseason for these guys could be very, very important. And that's one of the things I wrote in an article for the website the other day. It was just a simple conclusion to an article, but a lot of people view the preseason as meaningless games. And in the grand scheme of things, they are just that, meaningless. But for players like these guys, we're talking about veterans here. And we're not talking about rookies trying to make a team that if they don't make the team, they're probably just going to be picked up by somebody else or maybe signed to a practice squad, something like that. We're talking about the guys that have been in the league for 5 years or more, and they're out to prove something, and that's difficult for a lot of guys. So these preseason games for Nile Davis, William Gay, Darius Heyward-Bey, Arthur Motes, and Steven Johnson, they're not meaningless. They are far from meaningless. They're very important. The team needs to know, you know, what that 53-man roster is going to look like. For those that did not know, there's no longer a cut down from 90 to 75 to 53. All these players, they're going to carry a 90-man roster all the way through preseason game four, and then they have to cut down from 90 players to 53. So it's going to be good for the fourth preseason game when they have plenty of bodies to throw on the field, but the cut down day is going to be ridiculously huge. So it's going to be interesting. Again, if I were to give predictions as to who I think is going to make the team from this list, Nile Davis is a tough one for me because I don't know if he's going to make this squad based on the fact that can he be a running back and not just a kick return specialist, but he's a free agent pickup. They typically like to keep those guys. I would say that, yes, he makes the team. I think William Gay makes the team. I think he's still valuable. He can still play at a high level. Good tackler, something the Steelers didn't really have a lot last year, the cornerback position. Darius Heyward-Bey, I unfortunately don't think he makes the team. I think with Justin Hunter showing up and being, you know, a very similar type guy, I think Sammy Coates, if he could be healthy, might push Darius Heyward-Bey out. I don't think he makes the team. I think they release him. Arthur Motes, I think they do keep Arthur Motes. He brings some special teams, good quality depth. I think they keep five outside linebackers, so I think Motes makes it. Steven Johnson, I think either he or L.J. Fort make the team, and that rounds out your inside linebacker battle. So there you have it, folks. Five veterans who could be on the bubble for making the team. Very important preseason for them. Very important preseason for the Steelers in general. You want to stay healthy. That's the most important thing. So make sure you stick with us at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. We'll see you next time on the Steelers Connection.